just please bear with me one second while I open the file. So, ladies and gentlemen, just to do a quick run through, and then we can go item by item. The document itself, as you can see, has in its annex the main provisions. There is a short introductory text, which again is very much harmonized to the type of text that we have in the rest of the AGC. And then the annex is divided into the four categories of A, passenger-facing station facilities, B, connectivity and accessibility for passengers, and C, the necessary infrastructure for railway operators. That's three, not four, I apologize. So before just quickly going through item by item, you will see that, again, the changes are highlighted in bold where there's new additions and strike through where there are things have been removed. And this is throughout the text. So maybe we go through item by item or section by section in terms of the context, the passenger-facing facilities, part A. There were no proposed changes in terms of the first point on safety and security. There is an element on part, well, I don't know if there are delegates who want to propose or make any further changes in relation to this first one on safety and security, Mr. Chair. I think maybe if we go item by item, then we can discuss the relevant provisions. Unless, Mr. Chair, we want to have a first more high-level discussion on what are, I think the discussion yesterday was on what are the basic elements and what are the optional elements that we could consider in this document. Or first we go through item by item and then at the end maybe come back to see whether we want to differentiate between